This is Reverend Brookburn going on in a minute or two.
Are y'all with me? Y'all with this shit? Y'all with this?
This is Reverend Brookburn, tapers and relay broadcasters going on in about a minute or two.
Yo, hold up. It's uptown up in here. I see my dump squad over there. It's Queens up in here. You YouTubers trauma to get into. It's my Bronx niggas up in here. It's my Jersey niggas up in here.
We see y'all.
Jealous of Buckshot, say what? I hear it every day on my block. I heard you did the album with Tupac. Yeah, motherfucker, thump it on till I drop and whatnot. Watch the spot get blown. Two heads flown, can't stop me now, motherfucker. I'm in the zone. Baby, you ready to go home? Cause I'm ready to bone. The Don King of Rap sitting on the throne.
Good evening, this is Reverend Brookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme is George W. Bush's unbirthday party. That's right, we are not only mourning the loss of a friend, we are mourning the birth of the illegal resident of the White House, the squatter of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the corporate Enron ho, the war criminal, the American Christian Taliban representative, the oil Halliburton butt boy, and the Reverend means no disrespect or degradation whatsoever to actual butt boys. George W. Numbnuts Bush, third generation member of a crime family. We're going to have the George W. Bush unbirthday party tonight since I am clergy. Let's start off with Something Holy by Negative Land, entitled The Gun and the Bible.
Wilderness. 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 The wilderness. Out of the wilderness, out of the wilderness, out of the wilderness, out of the wilderness. Carve, he said, this nation, carve 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 this nation, out carve this nation, out carve this nation, out carve this nation, out nation, out Bible, he said, the Bible, carved, he said, and the Bible, carve this out machine, he said, the machine, and the Bible, submachine, submachine gun, the Bible, and the submachine gun, carve this nation, brass knuckles, the submachine gun, and the Bible, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun, shotguns, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun, carbine, shotguns, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. America, he said, America on a gun built on a gun. America was built. The gun was built on a gun. It's good to see all of you there toting guns, he said. America was built on a gun. The gun and the Bible carved this nation out of the wilderness. Mayor Dukes, if you want our guns,
Come out and get them.
Delmer and Wilgoset are slag heat, drinking and shooting the pistol at the little pools of fire winking at them in the darkness.
Blam, blam, blam.
Your bullet can't see red. You are the eyes, the mind, and the will of every bullet you fire. Reason enough to take great care. And reason enough to remember again that liquor always comes later, after the guns are cleaned and racked. That's the time to relax with a drink. The only time.
This is the wild side life, ain't it, Wilgus? Wilgus just grinned and opened them another beer.
Moment on, shall rule over planet Earth. Your fate is sealed.
We'll be right back.
and is heard all around your so-called world, I shall issue an ultimatum which will bring it to its knees, subject to the rule of Draco.
Okay, we have the first dedication for tonight. As you may have heard last week, we've undergone two tragedies. The first was Marlin, the great engineer, and more about that later. And also to Jessica, alias Nurse Kitty, who is going through the loss of a child. And we're going to play her a song in a second. Oops, some impotent abusers of the entire community are acting out again. We must pray for them. Lord, please restore the genital functioning of the abusers who abuse not only their loved ones at home, but entire communities in our beautiful city by blasting excessively volumed sirens at all hours, including right this minute here in beautiful Philadelphia. We pray that their genitals function once more and that they discontinue abusing not just their loved ones, but the communities at large. Lord, large Lord, well hung Lord, we pray to thee, please let them become human again. Thank you very much. We're going to play a song now for Jessica, alias Nurse Kitty, who tragically lost one of her children very recently. And we're going to play her a song by Elvis entitled Esta Bien Mamacita.
Carlisle, someone just, that's a good one. If you, you know, we're just hit with another $80 billion for this war, but that's not for the bombs. There's not enough smart and dumb bombs to account for the $80 billion or the $1 trillion all war, all the time budget, which includes in it, for Carlisle Group, $450 million for a weapon made by Carlisle called the Crusader. Now, right, it's kind of a tough, there's a marketing problem involved as we're invading one more Muslim country, right? But there's besides the marketing problem, it's a self-propelled howitzer, which is like a tank. The problem is it doesn't really propel itself. It needs a bulldozer in front of it to clear the way and drag it along. And even Tommy Franks, the military dictator of Kuwait, who is also head of our armed forces, didn't want this thing because he couldn't find the guys getting the bulldozer, right? And so the administration turned down the $450 million for Carlisle, and Congress turned down the $450 million for Carlisle to build the tank. Said they're going to give him $450 million not to build the tank. It's called winding down the project. You know, when I wind down, I get like a glass of cheap wine and sit in front of the tube, you know, veg out. But they wind down with a half a billion, which has nothing to do with the fact that Poppy Bush is on the payroll of Carlisle as arms dealer to Saudi Arabia and Asia. And that Sun W, our current president, was on the payroll of Carlisle. They put him on the board and as an advisor to their Qatar Air subsidiary. Now, again, no affirmative action. It was his business acumen. It had nothing to do with his father being president at the time. It's not his fault that the business quickly went bankrupt. Anyway, there's no connections. Right after the presidential election, I noticed that the Republicans didn't win the election, but at least they spent the most money, $440 million about, to get the White House for W. And that meant that instead of an election, we've gone to kind of auctions. And what I wanted to do is figure out who were the winning bidders. And I'm looking down the usual lists of suspects. You know, donor one, Enron. Donor two, Exxon. And then donor three, Southern Company. And then I'm going down the list. I see Barrick Gold Mining of Canada. Right? And I say, what are the Canadians doing, you know, supporting our democracy? Lo and behold, I look on their payroll. Who's there? Poppy Bush, right? So I'm thinking, now wait a minute. What are these guys doing with a used president? I mean, what do you do with him? How did he catch their attention, you know, up there with the caribou? And I look, and lo and behold, just before Bush leaves office, Poppy Bush leaves office, the rules for laying claims to gold mines are changed, and a special expedited procedure is put into place allowing Barrick Gold to lay claim to the largest gold mine in the hemisphere. $10 billion worth of gold ore, and they paid the U.S. Treasury $10,000. Nice. And then Daddy got the job. I reported this in The Observer, Sunday paper, The Guardian, George Orwell's old paper. I had his old job. And it's true. I thought George would like this one. I published it, and Bush's Goldfinger buddies sued us. See, there's no First Amendment in Britain. There's no written constitution. Americans don't understand how valuable, important this thing is. We are the only nation on earth that has a freedom of speech, a freedom of press. It's missing in the rest of the world, and especially in Britain. And so I'm campaigning for them to have a First Amendment and a Bill of Rights. You know, they could use ours. We're not using it. So, Yeah. And what? And well, that's not funny. I was being sued by, like, you know, armed and dangerous billionaires, right? And you know, so my paper, and one of the reasons I can report what I do for the Guardian Observer and is that we're run by not, like, KGNU. We are run by a not-for-profit foundation. Okay? So that gives us some freedom, but not a lot of money to face down these guys. And what they said was, see, under British law, they said, they didn't deny that Bush got the job and or that there was 10,000 that they put down and they got the gold mine. What they said is that any reasonable person reading this set of facts will conclude that they're connected. So I actually let my paper sign a document to the court saying that, you know, there's no connections. So W got the donations and Poppy got the job. And the Barrett got the gold mine. The public got the shaft. There's no connections. Right? But wait, I remember why I was brought this up. Who's Barrick? There's no Joe Barrick in the Canadian phone book. Who founded and funded Barrick Corporation? That well-known Canadian, Adnan Khashoggi. Does that mean that Poppy has to resign his first daddy now? I don't know. Then I had to ask a question. We don't know what you do with the used president. So I'm looking on Barrick's website, and they say that the international advisors led by Bush and his Canadian comrade, Brian Mulroney, helped the company obtain a gold mining concession in Tanzania, in East Africa. Why do you need political powers to do this? I thought, just buy it. The problem is that there was a political problem, because the gold field was already being mined by, surprise, by Tanzanians in Tanzania. It's like Iraqis on top of Iraqi oil. You don't know why they're there. They didn't know why the Tanzanians were on top of, Tanzanians were on top of the Sheikh's gold. So the company that Barrick was trying to buy to take control of this field, knowing it was worthless if there were Tanzanians on it, decided to get rid of the Tanzanians for Barrick. And they did it by moving bulldozers across the property and military police firing guns behind the bulldozers, and the bulldozers smashed down the houses, and the bulldozers smashed down all the workers' tools, pushed away 30,000 workers, filled in their mining pits, except that there were, in the chaos, apparently 50 miners still in the pits when they were filled in. I reported that in Britain, and they sued. And I said, okay, I've printed your denial, but I'll be happy to print any evidence on this matter. They said, we don't want you to print evidence on this matter. We want you to sign a statement, you and your paper, that you can, quote, happily confirm that no one died in the peaceful clearance of the mines. I said, great, I would happily confirm that. What's your evidence? The evidence is, we're billionaires, you're not, sign. And I said, I'll need a little more evidence. So we encouraged my paper, one of the top internationally recognized environmental and human rights lawyers, to go to Tanzania and report on the evidence. Whatever he found, I'd live with. Was it a fake story or not? Now, his name is Tundu Lissu, L-I-S-S-U. Know that name. Lissu, who was with the World Resources Institute in Washington at the time, this was 2 years ago. He's also a member of the Tanzanian Law Bar, and he speaks Swahili. Perfect to go to the mine site and get the real scoop. Sends back to me photographs of crushed corpses. Sends back videotape of body parts being exhumed. Okay? Witness statements, including one from a guy who said, described how he took 4 days to claw his way out of a closed pit while his friend suffocated. So I took it to Barrick through lawyers. What's your response? The response was, sign, you can happily confirm no one died, and the peaceful clearance, etc. I said I couldn't do that. And I couldn't do that not because I'm like some type of man for all seasons. I was bleeding money. My paper was bleeding money. The problem was that when he was ready to leave Tanzania, Tundu Lissu, with his law partners in Dar es Salaam, held a press conference saying, we now have evidence which indicates that there should be an investigation of the events surrounding the clearance of the mine at Bulyanhulu. That's all he said. And for that exact statement, he was charged with sedition by the government of Tanzania. So if I couldn't sign a paper that could hang him, you know, literally. Anyway, as it turns out, he was out of Tanzania when the charges came down. He didn't know about them until he had arrived in Europe. So I met with him in Washington. His wife was pregnant with twins. So I said, what are you going to do, Tundu, after the kids are born, twins are born? He said, I'm going back to Tanzania. Now, not that he had a lot of choice. The incoming Bush administration, kind of weighed in on the matter. They said if World Resources Institute didn't back off on its Africa investigations, they would lose money, and $3 million was pulled from the organization. He went back, and he was arrested and jailed, and then let out, arrested, back and forth. His freedom, maybe his life is on the line. An opposition party member who brought up the matter on the floor of their parliament was beaten till he was hospitalized. Okay. The struggle continues here, and the one, that's why we're here. Okay, there's many fronts. We talk about people marched regarding to stop the war in Iraq. That's one front. Sometimes the front is in Iraq, sometimes the front is in Venezuela, sometimes the front is in Boulder, sometimes the front is in Tanzania, because see, it's one war. It's about those with the money and the guns and those without. See, and it's a war with many fronts. So what I am, in a way, is a war correspondent from the money wars. And if you want that news, and to keep up on what's happening with Tundu, because the way we keep him alive is get the word out. In fact, I have some of this in my book, but I've taken this part of my book. It's up on my website, so you can have it for free and send it out everywhere you can. Okay? Everywhere you can. Because that can save a life. That's one of our jobs. Go to my website, which is www.gregpalast.com. Sign up. Get active. Stay aware of what's going on as I'm writing these reports. Because these are continuing stories, every one of these things, you know. Let you know what Barbie's up to. So it's a job we have to do. Oh yeah, Barbie. Harboring and training Al-Qaeda. I ran a report on BBC television program Newsnight, where my investigative reports appear. And it's interesting, by the way, we had a guy on our program who said, an American journalist, a guy I like a lot, who said, you know, I know we should be asking tough questions. We're sending our kids into Asia and the Gulf. But I'm not going to ask the tough questions because I'll be lynched as unpatriotic. That was Dan Rather. Right? By the way, Amy Goodman mentioned that to Charlie Rose on the air. And he said, you're making that up. Right? And he said, no, it was on Greg Palast's program. That doesn't help me. and he still said, now you're really making it up. And he was bombarded with like 200 copies of the transcript within minutes. Because we keep our transcripts up as well. And So we do ask questions. One of the questions we asked, and I was very interested, because I had an office in the World Trade Center, by the way. And I was interested in how this could have happened. How we could have missed, right? Who is behind Al-Qaeda? And sure enough, we put on the air a lawyer from the State Department who said he was in the visa section of our embassy in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, and he said a bunch of guys had come to him asking for visas. They claimed to be, they said they were engineers, they were going to engineering conferences in the U.S. He said, fine, where'd you go to engineering school? They looked at each other and they said, we don't remember. Visas denied. Then he was pulled aside and told, no, 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 no. You mark those visas approved. See, because those guys work for our friend, Mr. Osama bin Laden, see. And they're going to the U.S. for counterterrorism training to go fight the Soviets in Afghanistan. See, the problem, though, with terrorists is that they're like homing pigeons, and they come home to roost, see. See, so Osama bin Laden, like Saddam, was created in the Bush family Frankenstein factory, see. And then they come, then they rise up off the table and turn, right? I was interested in that. We ran that report, too. I put in The Guardian. I got some award from Project Censored from the California State University Journalism School, which is like, that's a great one. That's like getting a worst, it's like having a worst seller or something. You know, it's reports that can't be shown in the United States. We put this stuff on the front pages of every paper on the planet, on The Guardian, on the top of the nightly news, everywhere but in the United States, where it bounces off this electronic Berlin Wall, except the Pacifica affiliates, Democracy and Now, KGNU. That's right. What you're doing tonight is very important because you're supporting this weapon of mass instruction.
You just heard a big ass set. NOTA did Propaganda Control. Kidnap did No SS. And from Greg Palast's CD Weapon of Mass Instruction, you heard Bulldozed by the Crusader, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, Poppy Strikes Gold, Buried Alive, and You've Been Drafted. Before Greg Palast, you heard Cracker Bash doing Shoe In, Elvez did Esta Bien Mamacita, Parasites did I Don't Believe You, Victim's Family did Balderdash 93, Man or Astro Man did Invasion of the Dragon Men, Ill Repute did Not That Way, and started off with Negative Land doing The Gun and The Babble. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org, where the show is repeat broadcasted 7 to 9 p.m. on Tuesday nights, also East Coast Time, USA, as well as repeat broadcasted Wednesday mornings from 6 to 8. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at atheistnetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, as well as repeat broadcasted, oh so appropriately, on Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack, which was also one of Marlon's favorites, as well as two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend, send notices about your birthday, song ideas and requests, feedback to past shows, ideas for forthcoming themed shows, or whatever, anything but spam, unless it's funny, like some of the funny Jesus spam, and of course cartoons, and really good ones. Write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot after Reagan and before George W. Bush. Quail, Quayle, at sjcdc.org, and at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you could check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. And now, up and running with even more shows than there were last week, Reverend Bookburn's old shows, archives, and blog site, which is at reverendbookburn.com. The great Deprogram America show from March 2002 is there. Probably one of the best shows ever. And about, I think it's up to like a dozen now, at reverendbookburn.com, as well as my mini tribute to Marlon Solar. Marlon, if you haven't heard, the great engineer of the show for 4.5 years, passed away Saturday of last weekend, and the services were this past Wednesday night. More on that later. If you want to go to the memorial blog, it's marlonsolar.blogspot.com. It's next week is the tribute show, Sunday night, July 10th, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA. Tribute to Marlon Solar, and it's looking like there's so much material, so many songs, so much input from others, that it's going to 99% likely extend to a part two. on July 17th. Other future themed shows include Halliburton gives Condi an oilgasm, more perverted stories from Moral Crusaders, starring anti-abortion extremist Neil Horsley, Senator Henry Hyde, David Hager, a Bush appointee to the FDA, and Senator Henry Hyde, and many more. More perverted stories from Moral Crusaders, and Henry Hyde's retirement party. And other future shows include Recovery for Propagandists, in which we will discuss the 12-step monopoly and the misuses of the word addiction, such as love addiction, sex addiction, porn addiction, internet addiction, television addiction, golf club addiction, whatever. We'll have a lot of fun with that kind of bullshit, and we'll also cover that extensively, as well as another future theme show in which a lot of people are sending great ideas, Pubic Property, which we will discuss Puritan posturing and sex negativism from all spheres of society, liberal and conservative, left wing and right wing, from religious fundamentalists to groupthink freethinkers to certain kinds of women's studies classes. We will discuss every kind of sex negativism and have a lot of fun with it and play a lot of great tunes for the theme show, Pubic Property. And that will be fun. And so far, everybody's input into that show has been incorporated. Some future live guests, including LaSara Firefox, when she releases her book and goes on a book tour, her book entitled Sexy Witch, reviewed in advance by several people, including this reverend. You could check her out at lasara.us. And musical live guests, the Midnight Creeps from midnightcreeps.com. And a whole lot of other shows listed at reverendbookburn.com. I am zoning out on the future shows, so check it out if interested. Let's see. We just have one birthday, and it's somebody the Reverend did meet before. Happy birthday to Ron Kovic, whom the Reverend met at a protest. Ron Kovic is the author and subject of Born on the 4th of July, which became a film by Oliver Stone, and his birthday is tomorrow on the 4th of July, his actual birthday. And happy birthday to him. And the film Born on the 4th of July is recommended. And shortly before his death, Abbie Hoffman actually appears in the film very briefly. Let's see. A lot of news and a lot of stuff to cover. I'm probably not going to touch all of it because I have so much music and all kinds of stuff that I wanted to plug. Let's see. There's corporate crime in the news. The head of a healthcare chain in the South called Health South, Richard Scrushy, was acquitted on all counts of his over $2 billion fraud scam. And this is just as shocking as Michael Jackson or OJ or whoever when somebody gets away with something big. Although somehow it became less of a news story. But Richard Scrushy got away with corporate crime. So there is a lesson to be learned. Kids, don't throw your life away on petty crime and small-time criminal acts when you can become a corporate criminal like Richard Scrushy and be a real criminal and for bigger bucks. And yes, that is a part of the problem that we discussed before when you put people like the rich and the famous, from Michael Jackson to politicians, on a pedestal. Lord, please restore the genital functioning of the asswipe who just roared down the street with his siren. thank you very much. We pray to thee. Alright, Lord, please make that person able to function once again. Thank you. Richard Scrushy getting away with corporate crime. Okay, we're not going to talk about the speech of George W. Numbnuts Bush. Let's see. Marlins, funeral was this past Wednesday. Pretty much all of his family, a lot of childhood friends, a lot of people from Radio Volta and Philly Independent Media were there, activists, a lot of people, and a lot of his circles were there, and it's very touching. The whole diversity of people were well embraced, and again, I want to direct people to marlinsolar.blogspot.com. The Reverend is working on a book full of all the clippings and a printout of all the internet blogs and statements and tributes and some other weird stuff that I found. And next week is the tribute, so we'll cover that work extensively. Let's see. There's more news. Let's see, I wanted to plug an article from truthout.org entitled Mourn on the 4th of July. And also at truthout.org, more protests ahead of the G8 meeting. And feds raid congressman's house. And that is a reference to a raid for former recipient of Asshole of the Week, Representative Randy Cunningham, as well as a defense contractor he's just a little cozy with. All of that is at truthout.org. And from the Center for Sex and Culture, some events, including former erotic film star Candy Kane and her musical ensemble, Candy Kane and the Big Burlesque Live. And on July 23rd, and I think it's the anniversary of his arrest, or of his birthday, for masturbating in a porn theater, it's a day to celebrate Pee Wee Herman. It's Paul Rubens Day. Information at centerforsexandculture.org. And let's see. All or Nothing HC is on tour and releasing another compilation of all women-fronted bands called Put Some Pussy in Your Punk, Volume 2. Info at ontherag.net. And back to corporate criminals, the Regas crime family, similar to the Bush crime family, are criminals that are passed down from generation to generation. Father and son, one of his sons, are sentenced to do time. We'll see if they actually do it. And they're head of a cable company called Adelphia, who also censored Dr. Susan Block. And her article, Adelphia Story, is at counterpunch.org, as well as her own site, drsusanblock.com. Alright, let's see. Let me give you some fun stuff, and then get back to the music. Later on, not when you're into the show, because it'll fuck up your media, your multimedia stuff. Bushflash.com, and then you can see a tape called Lies at bushflash.com. Lies. We were right, they were wrong regarding the war. And let's see. Don't want to talk about Live 8. I was going to, but there's too much shit on here. And the Reverend is looking for people who know anything about the new Reefer Madness. Reefer Madness, the musical, I believe shown on Showtime. And let me know if there is any kind of tape available. And if you want to see Bush poo flags, this was from San Francisco's Independent Media. the Bush Proof Flags, you can go directly to the site, which I believe is in Germany, called madeyouthink.org. They stick little Bush flags in the animal turds. And there's a zillion pictures of that. Interestingly enough, one is shaped like a missile. madeyouthink.org. And thank you, book burners, who send me stuff like that. And one more plug. From Slingshot, which is slingshot.tao.ca, an article by Rogue entitled Avoiding Activist Burnout, with some interesting ideas. Alright, talked out already. Let's play some songs. Let's play a song for medical marijuana exile Rene Boget from reneboget.com, who is probably going to be sent, extradited from Canada, from freedom in Canada, back to the fascistic anti-hemp laws in the state of California. This goes out to her and all of the other victims of these kinds of unjust laws. And people try to help people who are struggling with cancer or AIDS or MS or glaucoma and about at least a dozen other illnesses. This is by Vic Chestnut, and it is entitled Weed to the Rescue. Lord, make this play.
Moses came down from the mountain with a big sad sack.
Hey man, that Clarence Thomas thing, I guess you watched that, eh? Boy, I tell you something, I learned something very important watching that Clarence Thomas hearing. Do you know what I learned? I don't stand a fucking chance. Don't even call the committee to order. It'd be a real short hearing. Mr. Hicks, are you familiar at all with a video series called Clam Lappers Volumes 1 through 90? All of them? I don't recall. Uh-huh. Mr. Hicks, are you familiar at all with a man named Manuel who works at the Show World Adult Video Parlor? Manny! Mr. Hicks, they subpoena me. They subpoena me. But I tell you, after the Pee Wee Herman thing and then after the Clarence Thomas hearings, pornography's gotten a really bad name in our country. And I'd like to state for the record right now, I love pornography. I love it. I have tapes that are pure fucking art, I'm telling you. People fucking sucking every imaginable position, the finest looking women fucking sucking. I love it. For the record. Well, Mr. Hicks, thank you for your testimony. I don't know if we have a place for you right now on the Supreme Court. But boy, you ever thought about becoming a senator? Come here, boy. Bring some of them tapes over here. Look at that. Whoa. Bring them over to Teddy's house. Yeah, look at that there. Woo, she go to that like a duck to water. Look at that there. How, how, how. That is one of my big fears in life, that I'm going to die, you know, and my parents are going to have to come clean out my apartment. Find that porno wing I've been adding on to for years. There'll be two funerals that day. Just see my mom going through my stuff. Look, honey, here's Bill when he was a Cub Scout. Look how cute my baby is. His little short pants and his little hat. Look how cute my baby was. I wonder what's in this box over here. Rear entry, volume 1 through 40. The only guy going through the gates of heaven with his mom spanking him. Mom, they were on sale. Someone named Manny called. Oh, shit. I don't understand anything, so there you go. You know my problem? I watch too much news, man. That's my problem. That's why I'm so depressed all the time. I figured it out. I watch too much CNN, man. I don't know if you've ever sat around and watched CNN longer than, say, 20 hours in one day. I don't recommend that. This is the last one.
Organize, occupy, keep the bastards out.
Don't wear the gold lame.
The passion for charity, not change. Here's our contribution. We've called it Slaggate. For every pop star that we slag off today, £25 million will be given away. Paul McCartney, calm down. We're coconutties when we gig this ground. Make it Somalia, a fertile paradise, where everyone sings Beatles songs by Sheridan. EMI! Action Rose, this is your life. Thank the Lord that you were born white. And thank MTV for this wonderful opportunity to battle your hypocrisy. David Bowie, the price is right. We're suit full of compassion and a girl full of shite. It's still the voices of those who doubt. Coca-Cola for the peasants. Michael Jackson gave her a laugh. Dancing us down the garden path. To Beverly Hills, 90-10, you know, heal the world, Lisa Marie. Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest tonight.
He's come all the way. Put your hands together for Mr. John Lydon, a.k.a. Johnny Rotten. He's got a new book out. No McLaren, no Matlock, no Dignity. Well, we got a surprise for him tonight, cause we're gonna do the business and we take no prisoners. Cause we got the hammer and we got the nails. We got the hammer and we got the nails. We got the hammer and we got the nails and the two pieces of wood. Put them together, folks, and what have we got tonight, live in Leeds, in City Square? We've got the two pieces of wood stuck up. You see him hanging there, it's upside down. That little twist, because we're gonna nail Mr. Lydon right up to that cross. And leave him hanging there till the buzzer comes down. I think his eyes don't get there, yeah, yeah. To pick with him. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you
so much. Top.
I saw Ronald Reagan last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Ron, you're 10 months dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. D.C. Ron says I to him, him standing by my bed. You crush the unions, you fuck the poor, says Ron, but I ain't dead. Says Ron, but I ain't dead. Those dirty wars you funded, Ron, the corpses, they're still mine. New wars go on long after me, says Ron, I didn't die. Says Ron, I didn't die. Standing there as big as life and smiling with his eyes, says Ron, those faggots you've got, they just deserve to die. They just deserve to die. Ron Reagan ain't dead, he says to me. No, I ain't never died. Where 2 million folks are still locked up, I'm the prison guard by their side. I'm the prison guard by their side. And half of W's cabinet blank off their start with me. Since Ron's on board, I'm still around. Wherever there is green, right there where there is green. I dreamed I saw Ron break last night, alive as you and me. Says I'm on Ron, you're 10 months dead. I never died, says he. I'm the politician on TV.
Okay, we have 4 songs coming up for the soon-to-be birthday boy, born with a silver spoon in his nose, George W. Moron Bush, whose birthday is coming this week. This first song is has been on the Reverend's Want List. I finally got a copy, and thank you big time for the person who found this. It's by Mudhoney, and it is their pro-oil war song, because they want more men to die, so more women will be available for them. This is Mudhoney doing Hard On for War.
We'll be right back. It ain't me!
you heard Nashville Pussy doing Go Motherfucker Go, Articles of Faith did Buy This War and American Dreams, Vic Bondi did Fortunate Son, Mudhoney did Hard On for War, Tom Frampton did I Dreamed I Saw Ronald Reagan Last Night, Chumbawamba did Slag Aid, Bill Hicks did Sex on Trial, and started off with Vic Chestnut doing Weed to the Rescue. This is Reverend Booker, and the show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme is George W. Bush's Unbirthday Party. We mourn the birth of the biggest war criminal, the biggest asshole on the planet, third generation member of a crime family and murderous family, grandson of a Nazi funder, son of an Iran-Contra war criminal and mass murderer, and siblings of corporate criminals and Taliban wannabes, and of course he himself, the lowest of the human species. And a lot of their songs were pretty appropriate for that effect. And in this early July spirit, there's some stuff worth checking out at alternet.org. The first by an author from High Times magazine, whom the Reverend knows, Steve Wishnia, and his article entitled One Nation Under a Groove, which is also the name of a recording by George Clinton and Funkadelic, something Marlon turned the Reverend onto. One Nation Under a Groove by Steve Wishnia, which begins, I pledge allegiance to the human race, to everyone from Bangladesh to Uganda who wants to make the world a better place. That's at alternet.org, as well as a good article by Molly Ivins entitled Eminent Development. Norman Solomon wrote a book entitled War Made Easy, and there's a book tour going around, as well as a speaker series on war, the media, corporations, and theocracy, all of which can be checked out at warmadeeasy.com. Alright, what else do we got to plug? Let's see. I already told you about BuzzFlash, or BushFlash, rather. Yeah, BuzzFlash.com is, of course, always great. And BushFlash.com has the Lies video. And from Dr. Andrew Weil, W-E-I-L, DrWeil.com, interesting article entitled Three Reasons to Start a Garden. Alright, not talking about the Bush speech. Everybody knows. He's a dickhead. Let's see. If you go to the website for Genus Records, genus.com or genusrecords.com, you can check out an all Philly women's artists tribute to Captain Beefheart. That features some Voltoids such as Kiss Kiss Kill and others, and we're going to play some of that during the Marlon tribute because he would really dig a tribute to Captain Beefheart. And it's by Mike Villers, who did the Put Your Tongue to the Rail compilation of Jim Carroll band songs. And so that alone tells you it's fantastic. Genus Records, G-E-N-U-S, either genus.com or genusrecords.com. Let's see some quotes from the American Christian Taliban. Thank you, Clinic Defenders, you provided this. Judgment's going to come on you. And I once had many devils in me. Oh, these people. All right. I guess you heard that Sandra Day O'Connor is going to quit the Supreme Court, and she was appointed by Reagan and was thought to be this far-right conservative, and she is pretty conservative, although she was the swing vote, and voted in the humane way on some affirmative action cases and some pro-choice cases. And so she wasn't like the far-right asshole that they wanted her to be. But the big question is going to be, who is going to replace her? Now, the Reverend has told you before not to put all the eggs in the basket of a bunch of spineless, ballless, eggless bunch of turds called the Democrats. And if this is no time to be silent, this is a line in the sand when Bush inevitably appoints a Taliban wannabe. It's time to wake up, make some noise, start screaming, start protesting, start doing whatever is in your scope to do. And if you do work with these spineless, ballless, eggless Democrats, put the pressure on them to stop being the little earthworms that they are. And the river means no disrespect whatsoever to actual earthworms. Let's see. Congratulations to the Dark Lady, who is now a featured columnist at the adult website Why Not, which is the letter Y, whynot.com. And it's pretty much a given that the stuff she writes there will be worthwhile. Whynot.com. No movie reviews. I'm waiting for somebody to tell me what the Bewitched movie is like, because that was a kick-ass TV show. Information on the Turkish military guys' resistance trial, and other news at refusingtokill.net. The Heart of the Beholder film can be checked out at beholder.com. Enron, the smartest guys in the room film is online at, or information about it is online at enronmovie.com. The Corporation is at thecorporation.org. And, oh God, talked out already. Our former recipient of Asshole of the Week, Oliver North, is now hosting a show on one of these asshole CNN stations, and as well as a video series called War Stories with Oliver North. That ought to be a gift. And all kinds of great shit from Alternative Tentacles label, Jello Biafra's label, from AlternativeTentacles.com. On tour in Europe, Jello Biafra with the Melvins. That ought to be incredible. European book burners. And Leftover Crack is touring, as well as Blowfly and Ratos de Perot. New recordings include This Just In, a benefit for indie media. And that is many bands on that. As well as Slam Bush, the official mixtape. The re-release of the 60s and early 70s recordings of Plastic People of the Universe. They were from Eastern Europe, censored, jailed, finally got their recordings out. Plastic People of the Universe at AlternativeTentacles.com. And new releases from X-Girl, Yuffie Pricks, Buzz Oven, and some DVDs by Government Issue, Howard Zinn, Pitch Shifter, and a Bay Area Activists DVD entitled We Interrupt This Empire, and some books by a new book by Noam Chomsky, and a re-release from Gary Webb. Alright, really talked out, so since it's the holiday weekend, let's play a holiday song by the new, from the new MDC release, Magnus Dominus Quirpus, or Quirpses of the Ultimate Dominators. MDC on DOA's label Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. This is MDC doing Founding Fathers.
Matinee, that's hey, 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 all you girls in these industrial towns.
Tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Special time once again. Ever getting live parts out in addition to the recorded ones from Marlon, the late and great engineer. Let's hear another one. Yeah, fine there. Alright, good. Yes, it's time for Asshole of the Week. Sunday, July 3rd, 2005, at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia, one in Seattle. Tonight, the asshole is... Oh. The CEO of Health South. Corporate criminal who got acquitted after a $2.7 billion fraud scam, a ripoff of the poor and people in need of health care in the South USA. Health South CEO criminal Richard Scrushy, corporate criminal who got away with it, who's put on a pedestal as a visionary businessman who's just started as an anesthetist. Information at talkleft.com, one word, talkleft.com. Click on the link, Crimes in the News. Richard Scrushy, CEO of Health South, you are... Asshole of the Week. In addition to the Reverend's gratitude to Marlon, a great engineer, for these recorded part sounds, the Reverend thanks Susie Q of Radio Volta, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, and a whole lot of other stuff for the live, that's right, live fart sounds. And I think you'll agree, she's good. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. DOA did Fucked Up Bush. The Freeze did Idiots at Happy Hour. Frank Zappa did Catholic Girls. MDC did Founding Fathers. And that started the set. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is George W. Moron Bush's unbirthday party, and it has been fun to not celebrate the birth of that piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, that Taliban wannabe, the person who is about to nominate, we can only fucking guess what kind of freakazoid, to the Supreme Court to replace Sandra Day O'Connor. And speaking of the American Christian Taliban, and actually the Al-Qaeda clones in the anti-abortion terrorism movement, if you want to check out the people who harass and terrorize and have a history of violence in the Philadelphia and South Jersey areas, check out Columbus Baptist Church, especially if you are a high-tech prankster, ColumbusBaptistChurch.org, and have some fun. Next week, once again, is the tribute to Marlon Solar, the late and great engineer of the show, the lava caretaker, Radio Volta extraordinaire, and incredible person. Part one of the Marlon Solar tribute is next Sunday night, July 10th. And in 2 weeks, part two because I'm continuously accumulating stuff. And that'll be next week, right to the Reverend at Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. Check out the archives and blog site at reverendbookburn.com. And to check out Marlon's memorial site, it's Marlon Solar, like solar power, marlonsolar.blogspot.com. All right. Let's play one last song and then deal with this wretched Philadelphia traffic and blocked off roads and all that kind of shit. This is from Carpet Bombers for Peace, and it's called Allah Save Queens. Good night.
You asked me about that Taliban. Aren't they some rock band or something? You asked me about that Taliban. Aren't they some rock band or something? I think we agree the past is over.
Save the Queen, America to rule the airwaves. Let's stamp McDonald's on our leader's head. He's a small boy's in disorder. Allah save the Queen, we're feeling hell and heaven. Got ourselves a brand new death machine. Comes up
man lift, man lift, man lift.
Allah save the Queen.
As she's hung between planes hijacked and planes that bomb. Death is death wherever it's from. Death is death wherever it's from.
And restore honesty and dignity to the Oval Office in the White House. It's clearly a budget. It's got a lot of numbers in it. Don't mess with Texas.
Allah save the Queen, 2% of all the money. The economic terrorists have hijacked our boats and sold our souls for nothing.
Allah save the Queen.
On the steaming Bush and Fred team, planes hijacked and planes that bomb. Death is death wherever it's from. Death is death wherever it's from.
I know what I believe, and I believe what I believe is right. Well, just make sure they don't go bomb the Taj Mahal. I saw that on a postcard once. Looks like a nice shopping mall. I know how hard it is for you to put food on your family. I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Holiday Queens! Iran and San Francisco. In fact, all the lands on the hairline fracture. They're gonna get hit. They're gonna get hit.
Allah save the Queen.
Money, oil, Monsanto soil. The snakes through Vinia can hear them hit. Mohammed and Christ never died for this. Mohammed and Christ never died for this. Death is death wherever it's from. Death is death wherever it's from.
There's not going to be any press conference today. Not in English, not in French, not in Mexican.
You may
them signing up. What better when they're losing votes than to erupt into the uniting sound of war fever? We need unity now more than ever. We shall only attack to righteously defend. Paranoia sits in. Are you one of us or one of them? Are you one of us or one of them? Are you one of us or one of them? Are you one of us or one of them?
Okay, let's do the credits and we'll play another song. The River thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's George W. Bush unbirthday party. Thank you, Father Oblivion from Philadelphia Independent Media, Lord Jesus, Kenny, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Mr. Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Everlasting Godstopper, Lady Simone, former bride on the show, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends from his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker. Thank you, Lady Pixanne, St. Anne Marie, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Pharmacy Joe, the Limp Dick, the Tick, Malik, Leanne, and Tim. The Reverend also thanks Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Zvi and family, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and family, Plantard in the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, Lebanese, Portuguese Bookburners, all North American Bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah, Laerne, the Coffee Goddesses, Vampira, Dark Lady from DarkLady.com, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLeague.com, All Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, DSI, Genevieve, Pie Man from PieMan.org, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard, Joe Keithley and DOA, Mr. Scott and Family, Tara, Jenna Egg, Crystal Hellcat, Biker Chick, Sandra Chica Caliente, Queen Agitator, Craig from Autistic Behavior, Christy Wan, Chelsea Elsie, Merck and Family, Arizona Dude at the Dead Milkman Show, Bonnie, Neen, Nicole, Lonnie, Gail, The Lucy Pro-Choice Group, Leah, Andy, Adele, and the Raheel Pro-Choice Group at Beloit College in Wisconsin, Susie Lick, Anand DePlume, Julie the Deadhead, Dr. Feelgood and Family, Annie Oakley, Carol Queen, Champion Lombard, Walter G., Diane Fornbacher and Family and Friends, Tender Bartender, Benevolent Dick Teasris, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. Bill and Mia, the two Washington outlets that relay broadcasts this station live. D. Monica, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, Void Control, Midnight Creeps, all independent media, Bush Liquors Everywhere, to all book burners and to everyone who's been supportive and wonderful during this tragic time. Thanks and love to all. Going to play one last song, pack up my shit and get out of here. This is Change doing We Want a Ceasefire. Good night.
Hey. American president.
Man, stop being violent. September 11, 3,000 people died for bombing Afghanistan.
None justified.
Once you have finished off Iraq,
which non-white country will you next attack?
In your military's economic
cycle.
Stop
your killing. arms industry, securing complicity with TV trickery, suffocating wheel B before the Caspian is empty. Turn off the ignition key.
On your warmonger,
calling yourself.